Kendi and Ravo podcast, sponsored by Maves and the Garavo Bar.
So, do you want to just do that then?
Yes, we start off.
Yeah, that's that started then. So, it is, okay?
Yeah. That's very good, yeah.
Imagine if we had to start with here.
Like starting in an artificial way.
We used to do it, actually. We used to just start, didn't we?
Yeah,
no?
We didn't start
the wall the same. Anyway, how are you all?
We can tell them what happened. We have recorded a segment with the infamous Black Paddy.
Yeah, Fabu D.
Otherwise known as David.
Yes.
Otherwise known as Black Paddy.
Yeah, but he doesn't say his real name.
No, he doesn't. So that's why I don't know why you said his real name.
Black Paddy. You said his real name.
No, you said Fabu D.
And then you said that's David.
Yeah, but that's what he...
He's not the same. How are you? I'm David.
Anyway, we did a little bit there.
You're tearing your head
in the last half an hour with Black Paddy, and we're going to have that later in the episode.
Yeah. So we're doing this first?
This is the bit that people are hearing first.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, I get you
like
now.
That. And then you'll also find that when we put the actual clip in with Black Paddy, which we did first, you protest and you go, no, this is it now, this is the start of it.
That's it now.
Now, again, that's it now again, yeah, same crack. So, but anyway.
So we're just going to chat away now then about
We're going to do a little bit.
Yeah.
And then we're going to switch into himself.
Oh, yeah, that's good,
And then we're going to come out of it and do our little outro.
Oh, okay, I get you, yeah.
It's what we call a Black Paddy sandwich.
That's after the Patreon bit. Oh, no, yeah, we can't do the Patreon bit anymore.
No,
I thought we said that.
There's a rule, only once a month are we plaguing people.
Only once a month. We're not, yeah, because we're only annoying the heads of everyone. We're going to lose 2,000 listeners, Brendan. That's what we're going to lose. We're going to lose 2,000 listeners a week if we
Come
start mentioning
anyway,
Patreon
Lecha.
Before it starts to Kendi
Stop
podcast.
Talking to Brendan, will you?
I just want to talk about the Patreon.
We're doing a professional podcast.
Sorry, Brendan, no more promotions. Okay, yeah. Go on, yeah. We're doing a professional podcast.
Yeah.
Very professional, so much so that we don't want to get paid ever,
no, ever.
For anything that we ever
any
do.
Any news, no.
Don't be giving us any fucking money. No news, no. We christened Layla on Sunday. I drank about maybe, I don't know, Nicola was trying to count it up and I was like, stop counting, you bitch.
Was it 10 pints?
It was a lot of pints.
Because
anyway.
You were sauced.
I know, I was well chalked out of it now. Yeah,
yeah you
it
were.
It was very annoying because like, you do, it's the one thing, I've said it before, you wake up then the next morning and you hate having kids, you wish you never had kids.
Right.
It's the only time you do it when you're hungover. Like,
yeah.
You can be tired waking up and going, oh, just get through this.
Yeah.
Hungover is like, you just wish, I wish I could go out for milk and fags
what time
and never come back.
What time did you get up on the Sunday?
So we had an awful night. Ali came into the bed at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, she excited about the christening, obviously.
Well, she was going, gee, that was a great night last night, wasn't it?
No, I'm talking about the night, the day, the
oh,
morning
the
of
morning
the Christmas.
Before. Oh, I haven't a clue. That's I think it was like 7:30 or something.
7:30, because it's a big day.
Yeah, big day.
Was there, what time was the christening happening at?
You're talking 12:15.
That's the time the christening children now, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, the christening children 12:15. It's the only time you're allowed now.
Did the church charge you to get the Holy Spirit up inside in the daughter?
So it's $4,000
right.
Just to get in the door to book the room.
Right.
No, what you do is it's the same as anything. You can't be a priest going around the place charging money.
No, but you kind of there's a wink and a nod and like you'll obviously give me something for
if
it.
If myself and Nick want to make a donation to the church.
Yes, the church.
You can absolutely do that.
You can absolutely they're
and
such
absolutely
a great
should.
Crowd, I'll tell
yeah.
you.
But they can't be going around charging money for
imagine
this
if
kind
they
of
had
stuff.
Publicized rates, Christians €400.
Yeah, that's the thing,
weddings
isn't it? Imagine,
thousands.
You can't do that. Like,
no,
you can't do that at all.
They're running a good gig in fairness to them.
Oh, they sure yeah. is. There's one way to avoid tax. But
that's right, it's a donation. Isn't it?
Yeah, but you're a church anyway, isn't like.
If
no
anyone from
church.
Revenue is listening, I think we should maybe look
we
at
should,
that.
We should say you should go after every church in Sligo.
Did you hear the way the GAA and the referees were? This is a big topic of conversation in my house. I know it's not getting away from your christening for
no,
a minute.
The christening was a christening of a child. That's
I know, but I
want
to get back to it because there was other parts of that day that I want to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
But referees, and this is I only heard this third and fourth hand, so I could be all wrong.
Yeah.
Referees were getting like a €40 allowance. For reffing matches.
Oh, yeah.
From the GAA.
Okay.
And then I think revenue came in and kind of looked at that €40 and went, that's taxable, that's income there now. And there'd be lads that'd be obviously working full-time jobs and all of a sudden if €40 is taxable, they have to give 20 back to the revenue.
To do. Well, it depends on how much you make,
depends on how much
yeah.
you make. So if you're on like, 15-20 grand a year, you're not going to be given anything back to revenue.
No, yeah, but if that's on top of your wage that you already
but
make.
If you're, if you're a teacher on 40-45,000
and then
a
you're
year,
reffing a match.
And you're reffing a match, say, once a week
yeah,
for a month.
That is going to be half of that money goes back to Uncle
Yeah, it's about
$2,500,
so yeah, about 1,300 goes back to Uncle Mick.
Now, Ray, has that worked out very well in his head?
But it's very funny the way that everybody can react to it, going, oh God, this is awful.
Yeah.
And you're kind of going, oh no, if I was out cutting trees now, I'd have to give money to the tax man.
Well, I think you're saying that.
Yeah.
Sorry, now, you're saying that as a civil servant.
But then the question is...
A man of the law.
The money you stuck in the envelope for the father on Sunday...
Yeah, but that religion...
That goes...
Religion isn't taxable, is it? No, but it doesn't matter to me. I don't give a shit what he does with it. Like,
I don't think... I think you might be right. I think religion might not be taxable.
Yeah, so it's exempt from, I think, a lot of that.
Yeah.
But the JA one you bring up is very... It's very interesting, though, because like...
There's one way of solving it.
Oh, just get everyone taxed. I was
No, absolutely. Leave everything the way it is, except the GAA now pay 80 to a ref. So the GAA actually gives them 40 quid. So they still get, your man gets 40 quid regardless. The lads that are on 15, 20 grand a year, they make more, which is even better.
Yeah, so the GAA is an amateur sport, Ray.
It is.
But it is amateur only in name.
Yeah.
Because everything that's inside of a GAA club is very, very professional.
I think the elephant in the room is then the trainers and the managers and everything.
The elephant in the room is that, but not even that's
they're
not
getting
even
little
the
envelopes as well. Donations.
I remember, and not to be name dropping people.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't. I won't say the name.
Good.
I won't say the name.
Yeah, you always
but
tell me.
I remember hearing about a club in Galway, right, which isn't too far from Castlereagh in Roscommon, and this was back in the early noughties.
Yeah.
And we heard like, did you know they're giving ex Galway County player X amount of money to go in and train their senior team, and it was this amount, and I was like, but that's like a salary they're
that,
giving
but,
him
but he's a job is that not a job
that's what I mean it's a job but yeah. I was like, I thought that everyone did this for their community.
No,
and that was when it was really starting to turn a screw in my head, and maybe in GAA where it was becoming professional, right? And last week is the perfect example of us. Parnells, Brendan, is it Parnells? I think
they were club in Dublin.
They were not down as a GAA club per se. Like, it was a business.
Yeah.
And they went bankrupt. Like.
Yeah.
This was just a normal club, a GAA club, and everyone was doing it for the parish.
No. So they built a big function room, wanted weddings and all in it.
But they didn't build the function room, I think was the
problem. Oh, no, they built the function room, but didn't have the weddings. Who wants to get married abroad in Parnell's clubhouse?
Well, probably loads of people, actually. But the building, the land was leased to them by religious order, I guess.
Oh, I see. It's all linked.
But I mean, it just shows you that this lovely amateur sport, I mean, even in below the county level, there's clubs there that are set up as businesses to, you know?
Yeah.
And like, it makes me think back to St. Kevin's at Castlereagh and like everyone going out making sandwiches and, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Turning on the Burker boiler every weekend when there was a blitz on and Mammy's going in helping out.
No, it's kind of...
Is that gone now? Because, and you want to kill it even more by saying...
By taxing it.
Taxing it.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
So like...
So I have to pay tax and there's someone else better
do. You know, like if my father or anyone like they said, look, we need a ref, Eamon, and he went down and refed us.
But could he not go down and ref it and not expect a few pounds for doing it?
No, but what if they said... No, the club, Ray, we just want to give you this £50. And he goes, look, okay, thanks very much.
Yeah,
like,
then it's
go
money,
well
it's income.
This Saturday. Yeah, but like...
It's not, you can't get away. Any income you get in this country, anything anyone gives you, it's taxable. If you provide a service and they pay you for it, or they give you money towards it. Now, you can get around it completely if you buy them a one-for-all gift card.
But that's the thing, yes, so you can. But isn't that taking the sting out of it as well, though? What about... Not enough of it now. You all gave money, but you didn't give enough. No, I'm joking. Yeah. You all gave Layla money at the weekend.
All right, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
To which I
think
now...
we've yet to give you the card, so this will be really...
Oh, we have more coming as well, actually. Good, because most people put in 200, we'll say into it.
Is that what they put in?
Yeah,
myself and Laura were wondering what to put in the card.
No, you don't have to put in that, but that's what everyone else gave us.
Is that what everybody else gave?
Yeah, they all gave us.
What is the average Christmas
money?
Someone
gave us three. I think it's about 200, I think.
Is it now?
Yeah, around that,
is it definitely 200?
Don't let that feel you obliged that you have to go and give that.
I feel sort of obliged then.
But the thing is, the card is late and then there'd be less money in it as well. Oh, that'd be awful. No, but what I mean is like that money, me and Nicola then take that money and do whatever, you know, like, but like, do I need to pay tax on that money now?
No, that's
no,
a gift.
No, you're saying everything that's given to you is an income.
That's a gift. I'm talking about, okay, I see your
point. But that's a gift for the referee.
Okay, I see your point.
So where does that stop?
But the GAA is not a person. They're like an organisation.
But what I'm saying is the local fella down the hall says, I want to give you money for reffing that game.
But the local fella isn't the local, if a local fella gave a ref money, so if a local businessman said, I'm really happy you come out and ref that game.
The chairman of the club.
But the chairman of the, that's the difference though. Chairman of the club, he's part of the organisation. It's a bigger thing. They have Croke Park. They charge Coldplay a sight of money to play there.
Yeah, fuck Croke Park. Yeah. But that's the thing. There's some separation, isn't there, between the bottom ground of the GAA that we all
It's
know.
All got a bit muddied.
It's very muddy.
Yeah.
And especially in this day and age, of no cash, no one carries cash anymore. Yeah. All of that kind of expenditure.
Seriously,
and money.
How much do we put in the card? What's the golden rate for?
I'm
Christmas
not joking with you.
200, is it?
Listen, my own mother, she put in £8,000.
Right, okay.
Into the card.
Cool. I'll check Laura and see.
And I said, where did you get that money?
Credit union's open.
I said,
tomorrow,
it's covered in blood, ma'am. Yeah, where did you get it? And she said, don't ask questions you don't want the answer to.
You got up at 7:30 anyway for the christening.
Yeah.
And had you many jobs before you got to christening?
Yeah, so the great thing about it was Nicola got us 99% of the way there.
Okay.
She organised the whole christening. Now, we were christening two babies.
Oh, right. Yes, because Ellie's baby was there. Your sister's baby.
Ellie
was
and
also.
Kenny came home.
You got the 2-for-1 deal.
We got the 2-for-1 deal.
In a row.
Yeah. So the second one was half price. And the donations, I mean.
The donations, yeah, obviously.
So we were christening baby Dara as well, which is Ellie and Kenny's little baby, and 11 weeks old.
Yeah.
So we said we'll do the both of them. They were mad to come home to do it. So.
From Boston, obviously.
Yeah, so yeah. Nicola organised all of that from here and organised everything for them.
I feel bad, though, by the way, for Ellie's little baby.
Why?
Because Ellie's married to Kenny. Kenny is from Boston, yeah. And he's one of the richest people in America. And he's also Italian. And I said
he's
this
not Italian.
He is. Is he not Italian?
No, he's like Greek or something.
Is he?
Yeah. I thought he was Italian. No. Why were you like? Did you think it was going to be one of those?
I thought it was going to be one of those things with more than some donations. As in, you're talking with 200 in a card. Little bit.
You talked about people coming up kissing his head.
Ellie said if Ellie had gotten the baby Dara christened in Boston,
yeah,
you know, as part of the Italian crime family that he belongs to. She'd have made a fortune. She really took a hit bringing him
home. Yeah, she would have had to sit on a little throne and they all would have come up and given a gift and given the baby a little kiss on the head.
Yeah. Either side of the cheek.
And then someone would have just pulled Kenny aside. He wouldn't have looked at them. He would have just leaned over to them.
Yeah.
And they would have said...
They're after finding the heroin.
Imagine whacking that fella. He's in the boots of the Toyota.
Yeah,
He's in the boots of the Toyota outside. I whacked him out of it. Kenny
out of it. Yeah, he's
and
dead.
Kenny would have just like flicked him away with his fingers. Yeah, like, okay, that's good. Yeah,
cool.
Move on.
Yeah,
so that is not the family that you married into.
I said I could tell by Kenny. Anyway, so what was the job? Did you have jobs to do that morning? What did
you
do?
Nicola, what's I'm trying to say? 99%. Nicola got us 99% of the way there.
Yeah.
And then at 8 o'clock on the morning of the christening, she said, "I am no longer around for this day."
Oh.
And she went off and got hair and makeup done.
Yes.
And nails.
Yeah. Important.
Well, I was left there with Sam. Auntie Sam, right?
Samantha, yeah.
With what seemed like easy jobs, will you just bat the two kids
and
get them ready?
Yeah.
To which Ali said, "I am now buzzing off my chops because my favourite person is here, Sam."
Yeah. Second favourite person. Derek is obviously the first.
Yeah,
first
really it is Sam. Like.
Okay.
So she said, "I will not be adhering to any rules."
Instructions, yeah.
But this is my favourite part of that. I was in panic stations.
Mm.
It's 11 o'clock.
Not a child in the house washed.
No child washed. Literally. Not a child in the house washed. Yeah. Ali was not playing ball. No way was she doing nothing. And this is my favourite thing. I was about to panic going, Nicola's going to kill me. Like,
yeah.
She's going to kill me. Who lands then? Like, who is the real voice that any child or anyone, child, parent, anyone is going to listen to?
Nicola's mother.
Nicola's mother.
Is that right?
A granny.
A granny. Granny is a big force coming in there.
A granny landed in at 11:10 and said, which one of these bitches needs...
needs washing.
By the time... So 11:10, by the time 11:25 was there...
All the children were washed.
She had and Ali's hair done.
Wow.
Nails clipped. We haven't clipped Ali's nails in 2 months. She won't let us.
Yeah, right, okay.
Right? Nails clipped. Dress on.
Yeah.
Standing. Hands ready like this. Like, you know, like... Hands ready to go, like, okay, Daddy, now I'm ready to... Turned her into a perfect little woman.
That's marvellous.
And it was just like...
Thanks be to God for
grannies. Yeah, but the annoying thing is Nicola's mother thinks, well, this is easy. Like, what are these giving out about?
Yeah.
But you didn't see the 3 hours before that.
No.
Of like, you know, whenever Mrs. Doyle leaves the house and they're like, the kitchen's on fire. Dougal and Father Ted are trying to... She didn't see that, like.
Yeah.
She just saw a stressed out me. Nicola got home and said, Mark, will you please go away for 10 minutes?
Because you were that stressed out?
I was that stressed out.
Oh, wow.
Honestly.
Did you put the dress on Layla? Is there some sort of a shawl you need to get them christened?
Yeah. You have
a christening shawl.
They cannot, male or female, you cannot get christened without a stupid dress on.
A stupid dress?
Yeah, a big stupid white dress.
And did you have a candle?
Yeah, you cannot get christened without a candle.
And is there any other accoutrements you couldn't get christened without?
So, did you ever hear about a bonnet? Don't open it up and check for oil. It's a stupid hat that they wear.
Did you have to get this?
She looks like Yoshi in fucking Mario Kart.
Mario Kart.
You know him?
Yeah. The big
Yoshi.
Joke. Yeah.
Yeah. So we got that, right? And you have to get a shawl as well. You have to get like a blanket.
But where are these instructions?
These instructions are in a woman's head.
Oh, okay.
They're in a woman's head.
So it's not the priest saying.
If it was me, I'd have her down there in the onesie and we just throw the water over the head and get it done.
Dip her in and done.
Yeah, but we have to spend all this money on other shit. We bought this bonnet, right? And Nicola said to me after the christening was done, will you go? I haven't a clue. I haven't a clue. I think Ali Ward as well. Nicola said, go get my bags, will you? And and I looked into the bag and the bonnet was in it, right? And I said to Nicola, I'm glad we bought this thing now, man. We're not great use out of us. It didn't come out of the shagging bag. And the second that the ceremony was over, which takes about 10 minutes, like, you know, No, we have to get Layla out of that now and into her normal clothes. And I was like, what the fuck?
Layla had a change of clothes for the reception.
She had three different outfits. She was like Lady Gaga. She kept coming out like Beyonce for a different number. I thought it was Taylor Swift. I was like, what's going on here? She has a different outfit every fucking 5 minutes.
Isn't it sad Katy Perry doesn't get mentioned in these kind of things anymore?
Or who bring back a Jessie J, I always say.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain women that you kind of go, ah, you'd feel yourself. They're getting, you know, they're getting on now and they're not as popular.
They're not as popular.
No, no, it's Sabrina Carpenter now and you're one that her house is messy.
Who's
and I don't care. That song.
Call Me Maybe.
No,
that one.
No, that's oh, no. Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh, Carly Rae Jepsen.
And this is why we call the episodes explicit, because of moments like this. I can't call an episode not explicit.
We can't call an episode Carly Rae Jepsen. Well, yeah, we can't.
Absolutely.
We can't.
Why not?
No, it's racist too. Like.
Why is it racist? Oh, it is, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. God almighty.
One of those episodes, isn't it? But you're pure racist in the next section that's coming up. I feel really bad
anyway,
for you. You put extra lights on Black Paddy.
No, I did not. You said that. No. Okay, so listen, we have to wrap this up. We have to wrap up the Christian story anyway, because we'll never get finished. It was a great day. I started drinking Guinness at 2 o'clock in the day. And I didn't finish till you found me.
Yeah, and you were hilarious. You were like an average Irish father at 10 hours later after his
child
got christened. You did.
I caught myself being an Irish father, enjoying it.
You did.
I was standing over a table with Dwayne Gallagher, chatting to Dwayne Gallagher, who was sitting down.
Yeah.
And I had a baby in this arm and a pint of Guinness in the other one. And I looked and went, I'm me father. I'm me own. Look at this.
Yeah.
All I was missing was a little sluggy, like for So I did, but it is amazing to see yourself become a father.
It's lovely.
And like that, days like that are where that happens because all the kids, Joy at all, and Lisa had all their kids there as well, you know. Mm. And like at stages throughout the day, I ended up going, where are my two kids got asked to be all right? Doesn't
That's
matter.
Nice.
I'll just keep drinking and chatting about the GAA or chatting about football or, you know.
Yeah.
So I have become that.
You've become that. No
harm.
And you look very dapper in doing it as well.
No harm.
Nothing worse than coming home with your wife and she tells you, Mark, look very dapper today. You could take a leaf out of that man's book.
No.
That's
me,
sad.
Yeah, but Ray, first of all, thank you, Laura. That's beautiful. Now, but listen to me though. Mm. You have 10 years on me though.
Yeah, I suppose. I'm shook.
And you look unbelievable.
I'm shook.
Because that's another thing that happens when, I don't know if we've said this before, 40-year-olds aren't what 40-year-olds were when I was... At 10.
But you're not young enough to realise that we are.
But my fad didn't look like you when he was 40.
Did.
He looked 80.
No, he did.
He did look 80.
If you look at a photo now of your dad at 40, you'll kind of look and go, oh, geez, he looks the same as Ray.
No, he doesn't. You look great for 40, like.
Thanks very much.
Like, you know, you do. Yeah. Like,
Laura
you
was taking
like...
photos of my worry lines, you call them, on my foreheads.
These ones?
Yeah.
But
and I was going, these are this character. I worked hard in every one of them. Every one of them is a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but that's the thing as well, though. You have to wear it on your face as well.
You do, yeah.
That's 40 years of...
Unless you're Lindsay
Come
Lohan.
Here, did you know the speaker's gone downtown?
Unless you're Lindsay Lohan, and you can get that all fixed.
Well, that's the other thing as well, because they don't look like people then.
No.
I know that we all have minor cosmetic issues done, right? We have minor cosmetic issues that you might fix.
Mm.
We all try and trim our hair so it looks young. We all try and whatever.
Mm.
But sometimes these celebrities, they don't look like anything anymore then.
Yeah,
because they're kind of like, would you not just wear your age to a certain extent?
Pamela Anderson wears her age.
And she looks...
Tremendous. Yeah.
Now, I'm sure she has the lips done. I think she had the ditties done. I'm not sure. Though,
I definitely think the ditties were done several times.
Well, it was the first time I ever thought our TV was 3D. I said, Mam, you got us a 3D TV. Them things are nearly fucking...
We better get on to Mr. Paddy's experience.
Oh, yeah. Is that what we're going to do? So we're just going to go to Paddy's experience.
We're going to go to Mr. Paddy.
Yeah.
Then we're going to come back after Mr. Paddy.
Yeah.
And
we'll talk you out the door.
And we're going to... I have a few bits that I have to get through.
Yeah.
I have them on the phone here.
So listen, enjoy Fabu G, Black Paddy. It goes like...
Wait, be careful now. We give a little trigger warning.
It's
fast. It's Yours. Hard. It's lively.
It's lively.
It's livelier than we've ever been before. We struggled.
No.
To keep up.
We tried our best.
This man has a lot of energy.
He has energy to burn.
So settle in there now. Turn the radio down a couple of notches because this is going to be loud.
Enjoy us.
Yeah, good luck.
All right, we should probably do a welcome to this one, shouldn't we?
We're just
going, by the way, right? This is how we do it. This is how we run.
No preparation, nothing.
No, nothing. So the only thing to remember is keep that mic like close enough.
All right, okay, go.
Somewhere there.
I was going to say, we'll drop it in the middle of the episode. So we'll do an intro in the episode when we record after.
Why?
We'll do the... Rather than starting it and...
But you're in the starter now.
Fine, okay, sound.
Sound. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Kenji Rabe podcast. We're going to open this. You don't have to, just leave it there.
Yeah, I would love to open it, but like.
So, we're here with a very, very special guest, Fabu D. Is that right to say Fabu D?
Yeah, Fabu D. Yeah, that's the main, that's the main name.
Basically. Otherwise known as?
The Black Paddy.
See, I wanted you to say it first. Yeah. I was like, I'm not going to be the one who says it. No, it is funny though that that's the thing. I was like,
No, you can say it. It's okay. You can say it. Just say, you can say the Black Paddy.
So it's the Black Paddy.
You're fucking racist. I knew it.
Mark, I always knew you were. It's a Roscommon thing, isn't it?
Now,
yeah.
Aren't
you? That's a jar now.
Did you come up with that name? Yeah,
so, yeah, I actually did. No, actually, okay. I didn't come up with the name, okay? So it's funny because during the lockdown, I was having a drink in my town in Monastery in the Bell Yard. And, you know, I'm always being who I am. And your man just go to me, oh my God, you're the fucking Black Paddy. And that got me to stitches. The whole pub was laughing. Yeah. And I was like, shit, that's a good name. Yeah. And I kind of thought about it, the idea. And I tried to, you know, find out if I can actually put that name on Facebook, but I couldn't change my name on Facebook. Then I said, you know what, fuck it, TikTok. I wasn't even going to join TikTok because I was like, oh, I'm not, it's cringy. But finally, Black Paddy took off like a jet, bro. Yeah. You know yourself? Yeah, well known in the country now, you know.
So we just want to say before we go any further, the reason you're here is because you're helping to promote along with the So Funny Comedy Sligo Festival.
I'm grateful. Literally,
you're a comedian now.
I'm funny. I'm funny.
You're going to do a gig out of there, aren't you?
I'm going to have, hopefully, they give me good 15 minutes to actually, like, you know, express
Brendan
my material.
Brendan did say 10.
Ten.
But they say 10 and then you can do 15.
That's how it works.
Well, if I'm really funny, I can do 15.
You can get 15. Oh, yeah. The light won't start flashing in the background.
Well, they need a flashlight because I'm black on stage. Yeah. I'm like, where is it standing? No, there is.
So you're doing that on the Tuesday night, Brendan, is this? Yeah, so tickets, you can get them all on So Funny Comedy. SoFunnySligo.com. Now, let's get into it. So, that's obviously how you started. That's where you got the name.
I want to go back.
Go way back then, Ray. Oh, go back as far as you want, Ray.
As far as when I was a sperm. How far do you want
to go? No. So, where did you grow up?
I grew up in the beautiful country of Nigeria.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whereabouts is that? Because I was looking at the map of Africa today, and
it's just the other side of Manchester.
My wife stopped and looked at me on the phone, saying, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm looking at a map of Africa, not because we were interviewing you, but I was going. There was travel advices and all different colours of different countries and stuff."
It's so funny. It's like me talking to people. I was speaking to a comedian in Galway, Steve Timothy, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And it was in a funny prank with me. So he was like, "So where?" Where are you from? And I said, I'm from Monastreven. And he goes, whereabouts in Africa is that?
But where, you know, north, south, east, and west. Whereabouts, it's in the west. It's in the west.
In the west.
Ah, lovely. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, very. So it wasn't a big change for you coming here then, so?
It wasn't.
The west of Ireland. West of Africa to the west of Ireland. Same climate and everything.
Same.
From the west to the west.
Bitch of a drive over the east, that sort of thing.
It was a big, what you mean? It was a big fucking change. When I left Nigeria, when I came to Ireland, I was like, and I came out to the plane, I was like, who left the refrigerator door open? It was, fuck, man, I've never experienced such a cold. Like, the coldest to ever be in Nigeria will be like maybe 8 degrees. That's cold.
That's a good
summer. Yeah, that's a good cold. Like,
is that,
you know,
no Fahrenheit, is it now? Oh, 8 degrees.
No,
Celsius.
Yeah. That would be normal cold. Like, you know, so when I came to Ireland, and I remember when I came to Ireland, it was around this January, it was -2. Yeah. Man, bro, I couldn't feel my Mickey. I was like, what the fuck
did
is
you,
wrong?
Did you come to Ireland on purpose? It wasn't the UK you were flown to and kind of got the wrong flight?
No, it wasn't actually on purpose, to be fair.
It was a mistake.
No, it wasn't a fucking mistake. They conned me to it. They sold me to it. Because My intention was to go to America. That was my dream as an African young kid. I wanted to go to America to create my dream, you know, be a funny motherfucker, just be like Eddie Murphy, Chris Rock, you know. That was my dream. Okay. And when my mom was like, okay, children, come, we are going to the white man's land. I was like, yes, finally, I made it. And I was like, where are we going? She goes, we're going to London. And in my head, I was like, oh, fair enough, close enough, not bad, Baker St. Joseph's, you know, at least I can see a bit of a, you know, white man, you know yourself.
I do flights to America as well, which is great.
Then we got here, and the first thing I heard was, all right, what's the story? I'm like, what the fuck? This is not English. What the fuck is going on here?
It's like a different language.
So your mother lied to you.
Different language. And I kind of, after a while, I spent about 1 year in Ireland, then I realized I was in the black of Europe, bro.
Yes.
because the Irish people, they love to have the crack. And I was like, where the fuck is this place? This is deadly, bro. No, really. And I love the humor. I fell in love with the culture. And here I am.
How long in Ireland?
24 years now.
Jesus, 24 years. That's why you picked up a little bit of slang.
I know. I have an Irish and African accent. Yeah. You know, that's what makes the Black Paddy, because I'm a bilingual English speaker. Yeah.
So you're in Ireland longer than you're not in Ireland.
That's what I'm trying to say. If I go back to Africa right now, I wouldn't know what the fuck to do.
Yeah.
I'd probably get robbed because I'm fucking white. I'm like,
who's this white man?
You'd also find it's too hard.
I would need help. I was like, sorry, excuse me, can you help me to come in?
Yeah.
No, but it's true, because that's how long I'm living here now. You know yourself.
Yeah.
But I see here as home. For me, this is my, like, bro, I don't know anywhere else apart from Ireland. The love, the culture, the things I've experienced, who I am today, it's not because I'm from Africa, it's because I've lived here and people are just willing to support. That's one thing I noticed about Irish people, they just like to support.
We're very good at going to other countries and doing exactly what you did.
You know what? Hector. Hector.
He went to Galway, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
And that was him then.
Way else.
He was from the Midlands and then went to Galway.
Yeah,
That was it then.
That was his movement.
Yeah.
You know, but like, so Hector has done something like that, which is really, really funny. But I just find the Irish people very supporting and loving.
Yeah.
It just, if you're having that kind of crack and they understand your humor and they're just more like, you know what, they love how you can have the crack with yourself and you can take it.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I find they actually love.
I found when you come into the room, you brought an energy with you.
Yeah,
see, I didn't know what to expect. Now, I've seen you before. I did a gig down in Ballina and you were at it. It was like a disco DJ thing.
You landed in
during the day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you were the only exciting thing that happened for the whole
thing. Yeah, bro. I love you.
I love you, man. It was a spectacle. You literally came in and lifted everyone out of it. And then when you left, it all felt crap.
Legendary. Like,
you had that coming into the room, and I didn't expect it. And you kind of come in with the head in you and kind of, well, I'm here now. This is it.
But it's funny. That is the same. Like,
have you always been like that?
Yeah, you're very similar to the way you are online when you do the videos.
Yeah, so basically, like, basically, this is apart from the dread. I don't know. I'm after cutting my hair, so thank you. And I know, thank you very much. And the reason why I actually cut the dreads, 2 seconds back on what we're talking about. The reason why I cut the dreads was just for mental health reasons, you know, yourself, because you know, I have acquired a good fame in Ireland. I'm very well known everywhere in Ireland. I'm very, very well known. Yeah. Now, the thing is, I wasn't expecting to be that well known. I mean, everybody knows me, bro. Mm-hmm. That means you have to be a certain way because you're being looked at, you've been understood. You know what I mean? So in my head, I'm like, you know what? So the only way I can actually proceed and live this life that I'm living, this new cool life that I created for myself, is authenticity and love. And the only way I can be authentic is just being myself, right? And for mental health reason, because I had this big bubbly, you know, hair around the town, and everyone could tell that's the Black Paddy. I had no privacy. It was just like, you know, I don't drive. I get the transport. I get the bus. I get everything. But I can't disguise, you know, yourself. But now I have no hair. I can easily, like, you know, like down the bus. I can, you know, I can do whatever now. I'm free.
Could have got a bigger hat, too.
You know, and it's not like I'm complaining about people coming up to me. So sometimes you just want to be alone.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can be a people's person. You can be all cool person. But sometimes you just have a fucking hangover. You just don't want to talk to no fucking
person. And
I just want to be, you know.
And the other thing for you is, especially with the energy that you give out, like you can't give that out 24/7.
No, it's true.
If someone recognizes you in those moments, they're expecting you to just turn on.
Exactly, you know. Mm. And the thing about turning on is that sometimes you're trying to turn it on, but there's no engine left. You know, you're like, oh, bro, sorry. Because it's just, sometimes even the feeling of saying no to people, because obviously this is your brand. Mm. This is who you are as a person. And this is what they see online. And if I had a car right now, life would be easier. Because I could just, and the roof, window up. Oh, Shelby, they're looking at me. You know, but I can't do that kind of stuff right now. So, but all I'm just saying is the hair just went out because I just felt like, you know what, I want that authentic me. I want to be that person that I am and just kind of like, you know, just have my own, be myself in general, you know, that kind of way. Not for anybody else, but for me, you know. So that's what basically, that's how I take care of myself right now. And if I say I am like this 24/7, that's a lie.
It's a lie, yeah.
You can't be like this 24/7.
Yeah, absolutely.
You will run out. You will literally run out in general.
You need a break.
Exactly, bro. Because I'm like this 24/7. I won't lie, in a way. But sometimes I just want to be alone, or sometimes I just want to spend time with my family because I have two kids. I just want to, like, you know, have fun with them and just be a daddy for a few minutes.
What
you
age
know
are the kids?
5 and 3.
Oh wow. That's a household.
I'm active, bro. Yeah. the lockdown had an effect on me. Yeah. And I was like, oh no, I tried my best, but it was too long. Like, you know, as a man, you just need to be asked to be at home for 3 weeks and that's it. But for fucking 1 year, what do you expect me to do?
I've got
to be active, bro. And my pullouts game was pretty strong, by the way.
You're about to ask me the same thing.
You did the same thing.
I had two kids.
Yes, yeah. How does it feel?
That's all you did.
It's brilliant. It's all like the difference in two and one is bullshit, but it is. No, it is. It's not brilliant. It's the difference between one and two kids is massive.
Yeah.
I've said that. When we had one baby, we were like, this is brilliant. This is all great. Let's do it again. Let's go again.
Yeah.
That second kid fucking
I was just like you. I had the same idea. I was like, you know what? This is brilliant. This is great. When we had the one kid, then we had the girl, and I was like, oh, you know what? And I was like, nah, bro. I might have one more just in case one don't like me, because goddamn, it's about to be trouble here, bro. Yeah. You know, because bro, I have two kids right now and it's great, it's lovely, but you know, for me to actually look after my kids and be there in their lives and still go out there and do what I do, if any man that has kids and is still pursuing his goal, I give them a solid big respect, because that's a lot of mental heaviness.
Yeah, yeah.
Mental.
Have you a good woman at home?
Now, you see.
You speak plainly here, don't
No,
worry.
Basically, yeah. no. I have a very, I have the best woman in the house. She is the most amazing. You know, you can never, when you turn the camera off, we're going to talk shit about her.
No problem. No, I'm sure you do. Like,
I'm really grateful. I'm very grateful, because without her, bro, I won't be able to do all this thing that I'm doing today. Mm-hmm. She has been my right hand, you know, helping me out. Now, we don't really get along, because my mom used to say this to me. She goes, you don't know someone until you have kids with them. Mm-hmm. That's life. And you know, I didn't understand. But when we had kids, then I saw a bit of indifferences between us, because then now her real character, to be a mommy, just to be a mommy, do you think it's easy? Come here, don't go there now. Come down, come here. Hold on 2 seconds, I'll call you back. Hello, come here. Yeah. As a dad, hey, don't, you can't, come here, don't. That's every day, you know, and kids, they're just curious beings. They want to learn. They see things. They just want to ask questions. And sometimes you just hang over and they don't give a fuck. They're like, oh, dad. So when we both have that kind of mental stability between us that we can't handle some certain things, we want to let out. Yeah. You know, she want to let out. I want to let out. I've been out there doing my videos all day, doing funny videos. Maybe on a day, I have good days. Some days it might be like, you're a black bastard. Go back to your fucking country. You're not funny, blah, blah. You know, I get
that's what she says to you.
No, that's what you get. You know?
All right, Karen. No. I was thinking, geez, that's, well, that's
she
tough.
She only say that to me when I'm in bed, but listen. Yeah. You know, and I get that kind of abuse outside, and she's at home taking care of the kids, and the kids are nagging her for so long, and we both come into the same house, and because of what I've been through from outside, because of what she's been through from inside, we both kind of like clash, and we both argue. So that's what we're trying to learn as we grow. We're 5 years together, by the way. And when I got with her, she got pregnant same day. Oh, bro.
Oh, you didn't wait around?
Bro, I don't know what happened. I think it's the way I hugged her. Because it just happened, bro. She just got pregnant. I was like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. You know,
I was
like,
you could have gone to the pharmacy for a morning and after pill. Why didn't you tell me? You just went
it happened. You liked her on Tinder. She was pregnant.
I'm not joking, man. It's just crazy. Now I'm afraid to hug her right now. I don't even know. I get him a hug random girls anymore. I'm like, hey, can't hug you right now, but you're going to get pregnant, baby. I say this on my videos, but they don't believe me. That's true. Yeah. So, like, you know, we're 5 years together right now. We had babies and we didn't know each other, and we get to know each other while we have babies, and we get to a stage whereby we're learning how to deal with, because I think love is when you have a flaw and the guy has a flaw, the girl has a flaw, and both of you come together and kind of agree, okay, you know what? We are trying to deal with our own flaws and see how we can get along as man, dad, and be there for the kids. Because at the end of the day, we can't be, you know, arguing over little stuff like peeing on the toilet seat or me not putting this stuff together.
Is she bad for peeing on the toilet seat?
Oh, damn the bad.
Oh,
I
didn't see that coming.
I'm the one, but listen, you don't understand. You know, Sam, when it's too big, you have to kind of aim and shit, you know? I'm trying to figure it out now, you know? I'm trying to, I know, I'm not okay that way, you know? I'm trying to.
Mark has a similar issue.
I do. Yeah, I like to say I do.
I'm telling you. It's, I'm trying my best. But what was I going to say? You know, it's just that balance. We just need to just kind of get to know each other and kind of like understand, okay, cool, you're a mom and I'm a dad. Let's do this together. We can make this happen. Because sometimes, I won't lie to you, we understand each other right now. We are very, very close friends. Like, she goes out partying. When I'm done doing videos, I come home, I mind the kids. She go have a great time. She doesn't come home sometimes in 2 days. Well, like, you know. Yeah,
don't so get it to
yeah, exactly. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing?
You're thinking but about
I'm,
it now.
I'm, like, there, I'm there in the house going back and forth. Like, when she comes home, I'm going to confront her. I'm going to tell her, where has she been all day? And when she opened the door, I'm like, sweetheart, where have you been? I
missed you. Can you take the kids? Yeah. Can you take the kids? I've had them for 2 days now. I don't care where you've been. I don't care. You, bro, whatever you did,
I like, and I won't lie to you, bro. I won't lie to you. I fucking respect her. I had the kids for 2 days. I nearly ran mad, bro. I was like, I was like, how does she do this shit?
Yeah, they know that. Mothers know that difference.
Oh, God, bro. I thought I could do this, man. No. My daughter, she's an asshole. I feel like giving the left. Yeah. Bro, I'm like, they know how to play your mind.
Yeah.
And like, when she come home, I just kind of like, you know what, she can say, fair play to you, to be fair, because those two demons out there, they were the boss. I normally watch Arsenal on a Sunday. I end up watching fucking Coco Melon all day. Yeah. I don't even know. They hijacked my TV.
Yeah, I was saying that to somebody. I was like, I bought a 65-inch TV for myself, and Coco Melon is on this, and I'm trying to watch a Liverpool match like this on a phone.
I'm telling you, bro. And you don't dare change that.
No,
channel.
You can't change this.
Oh my God!
I said this right. I have a 2-year-old daughter, like, but she like rose to power like a dictator. Without any of us in the house realize this. All of a sudden, we're just living in a dictatorship now.
I'm telling you, that's the way it is. Bro, you need to put your feet down. That's what my mom said to me. I told my kids, I said, hey, I'm going to put my feet down. If you guys mess around in this house again, you will see Jesus Christ, okay? That's it. That's it. I'm the dad, okay? I don't care.
I'm trying to tell you.
Well, it's not working well. I'm doing seeing Jesus lately.
Can I ask you a question about you're going to do, obviously, a slot the Tuesday night of the Comedy Festival.
Yeah. So I'm going to be doing that. I'm actually...
Are you going doing more and more comedy slots? Is that where you see yourself going with this?
Yeah,
or
so...
Where do you see your future?
This is the future right now, bro. I'm actually working through it because I see myself being one of the biggest comedians in Ireland.
Okay.
I have so much story to tell the world.
Yeah.
As an African man who has traveled around Ireland, my experience traveling through different counties and the characters I've met, and just how the Irish people have accepted me, and my experience growing up as a young kid to this stage, I can tell it in my own way.
What's the oddest thing you've ever seen in an Irish person since you got here?
The oddest thing.
What's the one thing you're sitting there looking at it going, she's like, this is just odd?
Or even so, like, you've been to so many small towns in Ireland. Yeah. Like, have you ever gone to a town and left it going, thank God? Don't say the town. Thank fuck, I'm
that
not.
Recently. So I got kicked out of a pub. I think it's probably well known around Ireland. Yeah,
in Carrickmore. I know this. Yeah.
I got kicked out of a pub in Carrickmore.
I thought that was fake.
That was real, man.
You are messing. I can't wait to hear this.
It's real, no, really. So I went to Carrickmore just to promote.
Where is that?
It's just a little bit outside of Armagh, County Armagh.
That's a different country.
Yeah, it's a different country.
That's where you made the mistake. Yeah. That'll be controversial now, won't it? There'll be some that will say it's the same.
No, it's all right. I'm a black Republican. Okay.
Lovely.
Listen, so I went there to promote an Airbnb. Okay, that was what I went there for. That's the main reason.
Okay.
So you know me, I like to have my drinks. That's me. I drink
not this month, but mostly.
I'm on a dry January. Yeah,
there's a white hag sitting in front of you there.
I know, man. I'm dying to drink it.
You're doing well.
Thank you very much. Yeah. It's just that it's that discipline. Don't mind him. He's the real Irish man, bro.
Yeah.
Just come for a little.
It's the 28th of January. Like it's going to be the end of the world.
Don't do it. Don't listen.
Come here. Have you seen the color of my skin? That's from too much Guinness, bro.
You're up the north, and you're promoting an Airbnb.
So I was promoting an Airbnb, and I wanted to go out that night to have a drink. So I said, you know what, I'm gonna go to Carrickmore Town, and Carrickmore Town is a small little village town. Okay, they have like about 4 pubs in that town.
What color flags are on the streets?
Yeah. No, it was nighttime, so I didn't.
You didn't see? That's what you meant. Right. Okay. So you're going in blind.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. I didn't see any flags up. So it was all dark. So I went to the first pub. Everything was all nice. You know, it's a black party. I went to the second pub. Nice. The third pub. Everything was amazing. So on my way to the fourth pub, as soon as I walked in, I was like, hey, what's the story? What's the crack? I wasn't even videoing. I'm just here to have a good time.
Just being yourself.
Just being myself, right? Yeah. And before I know it, these two guys walked up to me. Come here. Hey, hey, hey. They locked the door. And bro, when I heard that silence and two men walked up to me, I'm like, Jesus, there it is. I'm coming. Here we go. Yeah. And they came up, they grabbed me. They go, what the fuck are you doing here? And I was looking around if someone's recognized a joke, but it was not because your man had me tight, squeezing me tight, and I could feel like, and the other guy was kicking me. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? I said, oh, okay, it's okay, I'm going to leave. He's like, get the fuck out of here. They kicked me out. I said, what the fuck? I'm drunk in a way a little bit.
Well, so, it's the fourth pub. I can imagine you're drunk. I mean, if I had done four pubs, I'd be drunk.
So I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, I don't even know what happened. I literally straight away, I rang one of my friends. I said, hey, listen, bro, is there any chance, because he lives in Banbridge, not far of a drive. Yeah. I said, is there any chance you can come please speak? Because I meant to go back to the Airbnb to chill, but fuck that.
After
kicking out of the pub like that,
I'd be doing the Blues Brothers and leaving town.
I don't know if I can sleep safe. I was like, nah, I'm on my way. Bye. See you later, Derek Moore. I'll see you some other day.
So do you know why or what? Like,
bro,
what's
I was actually genuinely like, I was pissed face, low key. And maybe I wasn't welcome. Maybe it's a local thing. Maybe it's a private pub. I just don't know, bro. All I just heard was, get the fuck out of here. You're not welcome.
Scary.
Yeah, man, it was scary. Yeah. I won't lie to you, it was really scary because I was literally not trusting every white people coming close to me at some certain point. I'm like, shit, I'm looking around like this and say, what the fuck? But it was scary, but one thing I've learned in life is that you actually encounter things like this, especially someone like me who is very well known and vast. And so, you know, you're traveling from one end of a controversial state to another state.
Yeah.
You know, but I just won't let that kill my spirit.
Not so.
Outgoing, fucking, you know, happy person and loving. So it's just part of the things.
There's been plenty of people thrown out of pubs for less.
Exactly. You know yourself. But it was just an intro. That was one of the oddest things, by the way. Yeah, that I've seen so far.
And can I ask you, did you incorporate this into the advertisement for the Airbnb? Come to Carrot Mine. Yeah. Great little Airbnb. Down to the pub. Get thrown out.
Yeah. Go to three pubs.
Threaten me life. It's absolutely wonderful up here.
No. They were nice people. The family
Buckets available for $20.35.
They were nice people. That's why I should have done that, to be fair, but I like my life, so basically.
It's not that big of a country.
So you've been to every corner of Ireland
There's nowhere I don't think I've not been yet. Yeah. I've been to literally everywhere.
You've travelled Ireland better than any of us have.
Why do you think I call myself the Black Paddy? I have to live that life. I have to understand, I have to immerse myself in these cultures. I have to understand like more of where I am. At the end of the day, you spend 24 years of your life in a place. There's no point of you staying in a place and just staying in a place for the sake of staying in a place. If you stay in a place and you call that place home, explore. Go around and see.
Exactly. And integrate into the spot and become.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Go say hello from the east to the south. Yeah. This is your new home now. Go say hello to the people of the land. Hello, you own the land. I'm just a black man. Just have the crack. We have the best Guinness here. Come on. Yeah.
Yeah. Fair play to you, man. I have to say, like, your energy like is infectious. Like,
oh,
fair
play to you. Thank you. Come here. It has to be done. You know, this is it, bro. This is the real, authentic me. At the end of the day, this is what it is. I try to my best to give back to the community. I did, like, you know, so basically this is my way of saying thank you, Ireland, for accepting me. Thank you so much for letting me stay in your home and granting me the visa to stay here and the everything, and I can have my family here. My way of giving back is to make people smile, to make people happy, and share that love. You know, that's the gift that God has given me.
You're definitely doing that.
Exactly. You
even made Mark smile.
If Mark is not smiling, it's fucking racist. So let's focus on you then.
So Tuesday, what's the date? Tuesday, Brendan, do we have a date?
February 11th.
You can buy tickets.
So the Crack Den comedy gig that is in the Gare Vogue, you will see Fabu G, a.k.a. Black Paddy, in doing 15-minute slots. 15 minutes, not 10 minutes. You're 38, you're racist.
15 minutes, bro.
Why are you trying to keep down the man?
He wasn't come here, thanks very much for coming in to see us, man.
Thank you so much for having me. Oh, thank you so much for having me, man. I can't wait to go listen to my voice now, anyway, after this.
Okay, we'll be back in a couple minutes. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, cool, man. Thank you.
All right, so there you go. That was Fabu D, Black Paddy.
When I walk into a room, I kind of stall at the door. I don't walk. He walks straight into the middle of the room.
He does, yeah.
And then turns around to survey what he's dealing with.
He slapped the head of two of us as well. He said, this is my house.
What do you call this?
Yeah. No, yeah. He did, though. He comes in like that. That's yeah. People yeah. People have that portrayal. Yeah. Like, they just drag people in. They yeah. have an orbit. Yeah. People do have an orbit, don't they?
He does. He's an energy about him. And he also has one of the strangest laughs I've ever heard in my life.
I didn't notice that.
Did you not notice the laugh?
No, I'll have to listen back now.
Oh, you'll have to listen back. I swear to God, it's like, I don't know, an old car starting. It's like something. It's mad stuff. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed.
You have bits that you have to get.
I have a few bits, yeah.
Go on, yeah.
Thank you to Black Paddy for doing
that. Yeah, fair play to him. And make sure you go see his show on Tuesday, the 11th of February. Yeah. But even so, if you can't make that and don't, you should make ours instead.
Yeah, okay.
100% on February 14th. No, genuinely, February 14th, we are doing a live show in the Hawkswell Theatre.
Oh, yeah, buy a ticket.
There are still tickets available.
There is.
Get them.
Get them.
Get them.
Giving away
you see those tickets, yeah?
Yeah.
Get them. Sorry about that.
So for anyone that's wondering why there was a little cut there, don't tell them.
I'll explain it to you for ages.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff that doesn't mean added to anyone. No, the audio desk got messed up, so we lost 4 minutes, I think.
We lost the 4 minutes at the ending. So we recorded on a Tuesday evening.
And it was the best 4 minutes. Do you remember the laugh of you rolling on the floor and everything?
It was quite possibly the best 4 minutes we've ever done.
Unreal. Do you remember all those people, the beach volleyball players came in?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember they got lost in the bus?
And Metallica just happened to be walking by and they came in for an interview.
And they started, unbelievable, it was class.
But yeah, we lost the last 4 minutes. So it's Wednesday, lunchtime. We're back. Brendan's back on annual leave. We didn't bring him with us.
No, we said, you know what?
We can do this ourselves.
We could do 4 minutes ourselves about that fella.
We could do a solid 4 minutes to wrap up the podcast.
We're different boys in the afternoon, aren't we?
We are. Mm. We used to do the recordings at 1 o'clock on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And I do find that the earlier episodes, we had more energy on Saturday.
You think so?
Oh, I do too, yeah.
I think my daytime energy now is, I could only do it in the evening now.
Can you?
Because you need to have your stuff done to sit down here. Because right now I'm going... We're about to get this done now to go to shopping. I have to do this thing then. I have to do this thing.
True.
I prefer doing anything when the day is done. You can't be doing that with kids still awake.
No.
A waste of time.
I couldn't tell you.
No, honestly, that's the truth, though.
All I'm dealing with is taking out the kitchen today.
Come here, I saw you have the Snickers pants on.
I have the Snickers pants on. Thank God they're finally dirty a bit. I was in a bit of dust. So now I don't feel bad coming into the house if there's builders there.
Oh,
I don't
look
stupid with my brand new Snickers pants.
So you have the Snickers pants on to make them tea.
Yeah. No,
Nicola, because Laura's been updating Nicola on the renovations, she's Dermapan on.
Yeah.
So, and she had 3 or 4 pictures there over a couple of weeks, of different stuff getting done. Yeah. Nicola said to me, Ray has traction bottoms on in every one of those. He bought the Snickers pants.
Yeah, no, it took me a while to get into them.
It took you a while to get into
they're,
them?
Yeah, they're hard to put on, there's a lot of belt buckles in it. There's loops as well.
He just had to put them on.
Yeah.
You were afraid of the power of them.
I was.
He's the house tore apart.
I got validation last night. Sean O'Reilly called over and he's seen the Snickers pants. I need to get a pair of them. And I said, oh no, I've heard everybody saying get the old cheap Dunlop ones now in Sports Direct.
Yeah.
And Sean says, no, I'm going to get the right pair. And Laura was there standing beside me and it was the loveliest moment of my life because it was now
look
boys understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And tell me this now, is he going to wear them when they're in character drumming or what's he going to keep the drumsticks in them?
I think he's doing a lot of work at home.
He actually is doing a fair bit of work at home now, in fairness to him.
He's doing a lot of work.
He's a manly man.
Yeah. We have to get this done in 4 minutes.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. But we don't have to get it done in 4 minutes, but you know what I mean anyway. Anyway, this is just the shout out section.
Yeah,
really,
the shout out. We missed all the shout outs. So you had a big one to start with last night.
I did. Now, I want to do a big, massive shout out to Erica celebrating her birthday. Happy birthday, Erica. And that comes from the finest man Sligo Town's ever produced, Richard. So a huge happy birthday to you. And like I said last night, you don't look a day over 18.
And I said 21, and then we argued.
And I said, you know what, you're a dirty pig, Ray. Right. Say that about her, man. You should look a day over 18. Cool. So that's a big shout out to Erica. Happy birthday, love. Yeah. Fair play to you.
I also have to talk about, why is the My Laundrette ringing me, do you think?
But you're
sorry, I'm just looking at my phone here.
Your Snickers pants must be ready to go.
I haven't used the My Laundrette in years. Do you think they found something belonging
to me? They found a pair of your jocks down the back of the dryer.
My laundrette is better than that.
Honestly,
that was back before I had a dryer.
But they definitely found... Ray, I think we found a pair of your old jocks back here down the back of the dryer.
I'll ring them back. Anyway, just a shout out there to Lucy and Aaron of the Healy's.
They
had little baby girl, Robin.
Beautiful.
Aaron, I do believe, listens to the podcast. Now, he might have stopped recently. Well, if he has,
what? As I said, he'll have plenty of time to listen again. And the great thing is, Lucy... You'll have all the time in the world to listen because being a mother, you're going to find this out. It's awful easy.
It's awful easy. You'll just be sitting there listening to podcasts, catching up on reading books and
you'll be sitting
radio.
There, the baby will be asleep, you'll be tipping around. Yeah. But I will say, if you're on maternity leave, Lucy, right? Nicola's this mastered. When Aaron comes home from work, turn it back on again.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Start kind of maybe, you know, a bit of a limp and a bit of, oh, gee, it was a tough old day now. Because we all know all you're doing is sitting down eating popcorn.
That's all
the
you're
easiest
doing.
Job in the world is being a mother. Yeah. Being a father is, oh,
geez, kind of controversial there. There was one thing we didn't do last night, and it's actually, when this podcast comes out, it'll be over.
But you're great. I hope you enjoyed this.
Yeah.
What is it?
It is the fact that throughout the last 6 years, we would have mentioned, and we normally don't mention other pubs because we are sponsored by the wonderful Maves and the Garavogue.
Yeah.
But somehow now they're linked. Do you know? You don't mind mentioning now.
I don't think it matters. Everyone out there knows the grow that me and Ray have for Fiddler's Creek in Sligo.
Yeah.
And not to drag this on or whatever, like, but the very first day I ever landed in Sligo, the reason I moved to Sligo was Fiddler's Creek.
Mm.
So I came down with my brother Joey into your house. This is, 14 years ago maybe?
About that, yeah.
Joey said, come on down, I'm doing a gig, White Gorillas.
Yeah.
You know, Wednesday night. Wednesday night music. I'm from Castlereagh.
It wasn't a thing at the time in the West of Ireland.
No. So I went down, met Ray, walked down into Fiddler's Creek. You put a sound desk in front of me.
I said, you can do that.
And man. I said, yeah, I know exactly how these things work. Yeah. I had no clue. But I was delighted to be telling everyone
back
home.
But you were Joey's brother, so I was thinking he's clearly going to be full of talent like his brother Joey. Now, in later years, we figured out.
Everyone figured that out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're not getting a Joey at all. We're getting Joey light.
Yeah, very light. A very light version of Joey. But the thing is, I walked into Fiddler's that night. I swear, myself and Derek, I went home to Derek and I said, I'm moving to Sligo.
This is the most wonderful place.
Let's
in
go.
Ireland.
Like, I thought it was the best pub I ever walked into at the time. I still do. And when I moved to Sligo, they gave me gigs straight away.
Yeah.
Obviously, on your back, going, look, there's a young fella here. Not as good as his brother. We found that out very quickly.
But there was an incident there on a Paddy's Day, wasn't there? Where remember you did a Paddy's Day gig and I sat you down after it?
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's where it came from. That's where I learned how to play bass.
Yeah.
So I did a gig on Paddy's Day in Fiddler's Race. Yeah. That's sketchy. It doesn't look like a bass player to me, though. That's what happened, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, but that's where it came from. It all came from Fiddler's. All the musical growth I've made throughout the last 14 years, you can put the blame on Fiddler's for that. No, seriously, any time. Gig, no bother. Yeah. Here you go. Like, I guarantee you, if I rang Fergal and said, I want a gig in Fiddler's 7 nights a week, he would have actually said, Mark, whatever you want.
Whatever you want. Fergal and Enda are the two owners of the pub.
Yeah.
And they'll be retiring now into their twilight years.
Yeah. They're both moving out.
They're both about 42.
They're both in their early 40s.
Yeah.
And they've enough done now.
But similar to your story, and I won't drag this out because I know we're only supposed to do 4 minutes. But... But more than your story, when I came to Sligo first in 2009, I think I moved down. Early 2010, myself and Sean O'Reilly went, because we were living together at the time as we used to, best buddies, best friends.
Days. Everything's changing.
Everything's so changing. But we went down for a drop of dinner of like a Monday or Tuesday, and the owner of the pub, Fergal, one of the owners of the pub, Fergal, was working there because it was a recession and he didn't want to pay any staff at the time. So he was doing all the jobs. So he landed over to take our order for the dinner. And we got chatting and we said, is there any chance we could do a weekly gig? Because we had a weekly gig with our friends, Joey and Noel, down in Ballina. And that has stopped. And we missed them.
Yeah.
So we said we'd come back and do a weekly gig. So Fergal was very kind enough to let us come in and play for free. Fair play to him.
He's very decent. I'll tell you one thing, though.
Just a few pints and a bit of chicken curry. Now, the great thing is, he obviously then started paying us and people started coming in. Yeah. Most of us, anyway. And
people started coming in. It was the biggest night in Sligo.
Yeah,
Wednesday nights.
Yeah.
Taxi drivers, hotels, where would I go? They all knew Fiddler's.
So it was nice.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut a crowd, but it was the night. You created the best night in Sligo.
It was lovely. We got a serious decade out of it up until COVID destroyed it.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say thanks to Enda and Fergal and Churchy and Frank.
Yeah.
And everyone there at Fiddler's Creek.
They made it very easy to walk in the door. There's nothing better than meeting Skins and Churchy there on a night. Like.
Skins is Frank, by the way. Skins is a brand new character.
Yeah. But there's nothing like meeting them there. Like the ease of walking into that place, going, you're so comfortable once you meet them because we've known them for 10 years doing gigs with them. I used to do 2-3 gigs a week nearly in there, when I started.
You were well known in that pub.
The Wednesday night, lads, for the White Gorillas, people won't realise what that did for us as people.
Yeah.
It meant that we were all together. I said to Nicola last week, because we had the christening or whatever and Joey was down. And I was like, I don't see Joey anymore now, really. You know, we all have families now. We've all moved on. Yeah. We used to meet every Wednesday night without fail.
That's, I think that's an important thing. No matter who you are, even if you're not into music, but I think like the likes of GAA and stuff, as much as we do give out about them the odd time,
yeah.
But the GAA in similar fashion, community is a great thing in yeah. a group of people. And if you have brothers, sisters, cousins, friends, if you have something during the week that brings everyone together, be it a football match or a night's music or a yeah. trad session or whatever,
yeah.
I think it's the greatest thing you could possibly have to keep life alive.
You're dead right.
With everyone. And yeah. no matter what it is, if you're sitting there now and thinking, geez, I haven't got that, figure it out. Find
yeah.
out where you're going to get a drop of community.
Yeah.
Because it did us the world of good for the last 10, 15 years.
Absolutely.
And such great things come of it.
Like, look
great
at the group we have around us.
Yeah.
And Fiddlers is at the middle of that group.
It was,
there is
the,
no
it was
doubt
the place where it
was
all,
the place.
Yeah. And it actually is the spiritual home of this podcast, because we started our first ever thing was a thing called a couch, which we did on a Tuesday night in Fiddlers in the depths of winter.
It was us sitting down. Where
you sat on the couch and talked to the live. So there were actually 4 or 5 live shows we did.
Yeah.
And we hate live shows the best times.
I know.
We started with live shows and it was wonderful crack.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. But again, they let us do it, which was...
Yeah.
So a big thank you to them.
They let us do whatever we wanted.
It's important to give them a shout out. And I've no doubt that it's going to continue to be the best pub to be in.
Yeah.
Why would we say that? I don't know. Maybe
sure, it doesn't matter.
All
just keep
now,
your ears
you know?
To the ground.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
and,
why would we say it's the greatest pub?
This is all I'd say is, me and Ray are very good at kind of hanging over the shoulder of whoever has what we want.
Yeah, yeah. We're very lucky now.
And you know something? We might be doing the same thing again.
The
we
new owners of Fiddlers, I can only imagine that they're savage.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm very positive about the changes that might be... No, it's the death of something for us even as well. Like because we, like you said, we've all moved on and life moves on.
Yeah.
And Fergal and Enda and Fiddler's Creek moving on is another little notch of that.
Yeah. But we'll
and
miss
it's
it.
Sad.
And tonight is a Wednesday and we're going to have one last one.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry now this podcast comes out on Friday. You missed it.
Yeah, we're rolling back the years. Me and Nick are hiding the kids.
You're
going to hide them. Kids,
yeah. I'm going to do Blue Wicker challenges again.
Oh,
I'm going to do 3 of them.
The Joker challenge.
Yeah, I'm going to do the Joker challenge.
Chewie's going to get up and sing Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, there's going to be so much stuff. We're going to do Noli Oki, where we introduce a song to Noel that he's never heard before and ask him to sing it.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. I'm so sorry you all missed it, but the pub is open for the weekend, so if you do want to get one last pint, you can get in
is
there.
Sunday night the last
Sunday
night?
Sunday night is the last
night. Yeah, so make sure you get into Fiddlers on Sunday night, guys. Any other shout outs there you had to do right like that?
That was it. That was
okay,
everything.
So the last thing we do have to do is the live show. There are still tickets available.
Is there a live show?
There is a live show on the 14th of February as part of So Funny Sligo.
Yeah.
So we are doing the Hawkswell Theatre on Valentine's Night.
Please buy it.
Loads of guests. We have Alan Clark. We have Luke Ming Flanagan.
Yeah.
We have Sharon Mannion. Yeah. We have Tierney Talks.
Yeah.
We have Colm Dawson.
Black Paddy actually asked to do a little spot at it, but we're so chock-a-block with stuff.
We're chock-a-block.
We can't give him 5 minutes.
We have nothing to give him.
No.
We haven't a dime to give him.
We have to say thanks as well to him to coming in and
fair play to him for coming in. But make sure you get your tickets. You can get them at the Hawkswell.com. Just go to the Hawkswell.com, or if you want tickets to anything to do with the festival, go to SoFunnySligo.com.
If you wouldn't shut up about our show, you could also say Black Paddy's on the Tuesday night in Garavogue.
Faith and he is.
You can go to his show as well.
You can go to his show as long as you've definitely, but you can only go to his show if you've bought tickets for our show.
Yeah. Okay.
So they won't let you. Locked out. You'd be locked out of that gig in the Garavogue. Ray, fair play to me.
Fair play to me.
Good luck.
Good luck again.
The Kendi and Raybo Podcast, sponsored by Maeve's Cozy Front Lounge and the Garavogue.